May 29th, 2013, is the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt for Pedro show here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. Brother Matt, how are you?
Pooped. End of the semester, one more week to go. From now is graduation, just powering out. Everybody's doing their last minute thing. I got 35 grads so far.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Ditching.
They would have been destined to be dropped out.
Right.
Covered. So that's been cool. And then I got 18 more days till I'm in Hawaii.
You going to Hawaii?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. I think I'll be in Ireland. I played in Dublin on Bloom's Day.
Oh, bitchin'.
That's about 18
years. Yeah, yeah.
June 16th, Raymond's birthday also. Well, we started off the show with Like Sunny, alternate version, take three incomplete, John Coltrane, the Suako doing Yume no Ato, which means after dream. And then finally, our guest for today, Brother Matt, it's been nine fucking years.
Welcome back.
Hand Covers Bruise by Petra Hain. Pet, welcome aboard. Walk the Beaver Show again, joining me and Brother Matt.
I'm so happy to be here.
Did you realize it was that long?
No, I really didn't. That's amazing. That's just crazy.
We just went up to Hollywood to go get her, and it took an hour to get up exact. Well, I was 2 minutes early, right?
Yeah.
And then we got here right on the nose.
I'm right on the nose.
Right before straight up.
It's about 29 miles. Not as the crows fly, but as the
traffic flows.
Yeah. Or kind of flows. And welcome aboard again.
Yeah.
And what we heard there was something that we've been playing on shows, stuff from your latest album called Petra Hain Goes to the Movies.
Yeah. Petra Goes to the Movies.
Petra Goes to the Movies. Sorry.
I didn't know what to call. I'm so bad with names of songs or albums. And so I just thought, you know, this is an easy name. Petra Goes to the Movies. What happens
when what movies? Bruce covers...
Hands covered. It's from The Social Network.
In Social Network? What's that about? People punching each other out?
It's about 2 hours. No, I'm just kidding. You know, it's about the beginning of Facebook and social media and the whole story behind it.
I thought beginning of social media was CB radio.
Or was,
what was that tune? Convoy.
Oh. Yeah.
C.W. McCall. I heard he picked it out in his real name, but he's C.W. for country western.
Wow.
All kinds of music.
Wow.
You know, we were talking in the boat coming down. Her pop started singing at 3.
Wow.
And we might have talked about this last
yodeling.
Show.
Yodeling.
But yeah, he was yodeling Cowboy Charlie.
Wow.
What was the melody?
I don't remember what
the boat.
The song. Oh, he sang it like. Yodley, 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 hoo, yodley, hoo, yodley, hoo.
And he dropped a
but
penny.
But I can't yodel.
He dropped a penny. And he quit.
Yeah, he stopped.
So
and his dad
this is radio broadcast, right, that was recorded. So,
yeah.
You know, you pick up your penny and start again.
Yeah.
His pop. Your grandpa, right?
Yeah, it was really, he was really cute listening to him sing.
Okay, so Hand Covers Bruise. I mean, what does that have to do with faith? Well, maybe a lot. This one we're going to do next is called It Might Be You.
Yeah, that's
what movie
from,
is that from?
From Tootsie. Remember?
That's Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman.
Dust is a lady, right?
Yeah, that was...
It Might Be You. I can't remember seeing it, but I know all about it because it was huge.
Yeah, yeah.
Some big sunglasses or prescription glasses.
So you've just been collecting, like, ideas as you watch movies throughout the years?
Yeah, I just was trying to remember all of my favorite movies. Also, not necessarily my favorite movies, but movies which the music really affected me. I just loved, and I had to go get the soundtrack. Ever since high school, I would just go to, like, Tower Records or Rhino Records and get, you know, soundtrack movies.
Wow, who did the soundtrack to Tootsie?
Dave Grusin.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this song, he wrote, and it was co-written by, my goodness gracious, now I'm forgetting. I can't think of it. Okay. But anyway, the legendary lyricists and songwriters co-wrote the song. And I've not always wanted to sing it. It's a love song, and the melody's just so pretty. And I was talking to Bill Frisell. I wanted him to play on the record, and he suggested that, how about we do It Might Be You? Because we would talk about Tootsie a lot. Yeah. And we were talking about movies, and he said, let's do that song. And
yeah, he's a guitar player, Brother Matt, she's done an album with.
Yeah, so it was perfect. And I was too tired to try to sing all the vocal parts for that, because all these movies I'm trying to sing all the string sections and horn sections and bass and everything. And I said, Bill, just play. We'll just play, you know, I'll just sing the one lead vocal and you do all the rest. And so, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Trains go by. All of my life lying on the sand, watching seabirds fly, wishing there would be
all of my life.
I've been waiting for all of my life. It's you. Thank you.
show. I started off that chunk of music with It Might Be You, Petra Hayden from her new Petra Goes to Movies, which is the right title. And trying to settle whether whose idea it was. Either Bill Frisell or Pets. Whatever it got done, you both played.
Yeah.
Okay. That's happened. Then we heard something from the new Iggy and the Stooges album, a song called Beat That Guy, which has another singer with Ig. That.
Awesome. Cool.
Right? Where'd you do that?
We was it at the Swing House.
Was that in Swing House?
Yeah.
Because some you did over at the Val, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this Swing House place in West Hollywood. It's actually where when Stooges does a SoCal Prac.
So you're going to be singing at Long Beach then?
Well, they didn't ask. They didn't ask.
Well, look, I see James Williamson in Houston. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Where the Matt's going.
I'll go, ooh, ooh. Right, I'm on it.
No, this one is like
the
middle part.
Beat That Guy is
this is
that
the middle
whole
part
section.
Where you have
okay.
This huge bridge.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, I layered, I did. As I was doing that
a lot
part.
Of drumming. I think they even got...
Yeah, I did.
Are you on violin?
Yeah.
Yeah, also. Because there's also, I think, a guy doing Arco double bass with you.
Okay.
My bass guitar ends when you start doing that. I'm no longer
right.
In tune.
Yeah, that other song was from...
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Ooh. And then we heard something from Mr. Shimmy's new album called Kujaku. And then finally, brand new Light with Starry Night. About how long ago did you start putting these songs for the Petra Goes to Movies?
It started for over the year.
What was the first one? Was it the Journey song?
Yeah, that was for something else. That was for a compilation.
Yeah, you helped me with that.
Was
it the Blue Oyster Cult song?
I thought you were talking about Don't Stop
We're both
Believing.
On the same record.
Yeah, okay.
But you're on twice. You're on with your own song.
Yeah, the Don't Stop Believing, and then we did that.
What's it called? Burning for You, Richard Bell's
words. Yeah, that was really fun.
With Money Mark. And
yeah, Nell. Didn't Nell?
Nell's Klein. And,
Nell doubled me on the solo.
That's right.
Yeah. Home in the darkness.
Yeah. I think Chad did the drums from the Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
And was up in Malibu in a canyon. That was hard to drive.
Yeah.
Paul Rossler and Case X were there. That was trippy. Anyway, that's what I remember the first one. Because that's on
my
album,
movie,
right?
The,
Keep On Believing on this album?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that was... That, no.
It was on that compilation of, like, guilty covers.
You called it Keep On Believing.
Wheel in the stage after.
Keep On Believing. Don't Stop Believing. That was for that compilation. Yeah, yeah. But it wasn't, as I was working on that song, ideas were brewing in my head about the movies album. It actually started when I recorded the Who Sellout. And as I was doing those songs and I took breaks, I was thinking about, like, what movie was I thinking? Cinema Paradiso, I think it was. And
That's on there, I know that.
Yeah. I was going to say something else, and then... Oh, remember Imaginary Land?
Yeah.
It even started back then.
She made an album, just vocal stuff, for maybe a little violin, but a lot of it. We played it in the old days.
Yeah, it was...
Maybe that's your first Petra Hayden album.
Yeah,
right?
It started on the 4-track, and then I recorded it at Poop Alley. Remember Poop Alley?
Right.
On the 16-track. And... So I did a couple movie songs on that, an Enya song that was in this movie called, it was with Andy McDowell, Green Card, and Gerard Depardieu, and then another one.
He was the man who was pissing on the plane, right?
Yeah, and another song I did from a movie was... I think this movie called Delusion, and it was from a band called the Miranda Sex Garden. And
there's a song on there called
it. I know, and you know why so I called it that? Title. I didn't know the title.
But it was actually the name of the band.
I called it the Miranda Sex Garden song, which I felt, you know, a lot of people probably, maybe not a lot of people were mad, but
I think Miranda's in the Shakespeare, the Tempest.
But it was like la 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 la. So I did that. So that's really when it started. I just loved doing interpretations of movies and classical pieces, like the Bach pieces on there, and I really wanted to do so much more, but that, you know, that was done, and now we have this movies album.
Right. Now, this next tune we're going to play is called Calling You.
Yeah.
What movie's that for?
Oh, that's from...
that's... See how much a dumb fuck I am. I don't really know where
calling
you. No, like, Superman theme, I have a good idea.
Yeah, Calling You is from a movie called Baghdad Cafe.
Because Calling You is a great Bad Brains song. Do you know Bad Brains?
Yeah, I know Bad Brains.
Do you know that song, Calling You?
No.
The singer, man, HR, actually did it from jail over the payphone.
Are you serious?
I'm calling you. Yeah, he's actually calling you. You know how they say phone it in? He fucking phoned it in.
So he sang that song?
He phoned it in.
You're kidding.
I don't think it's this. It's not. It's a Bad Brains.
Oh, okay.
Song. Just same title.
Yeah.
Let's listen, Pat.
Okay.
Can't you hear me out?
my birth I can hardly remember. But I remember from the start my midwives looking at each other. This boy is born with singing heart. All doors for him will now fly open. For everybody loves a nut. It's true, once they throw me in trenches. Wrong blind amigos sure love that. Malandro, malandro, malandrino. Trufaldo, trufaldo, trufaldino. Malandro, malandro, malandrino. I was born with singing heart. Malandro, malandro, malandrino. Trufaldo, trufaldo, trufaldino. Midwives were like politicians. To bickering they were so prone. One said life is beautiful, big boy. Other one's a government loan. I still don't know which one is right, girl. And you know I don't really care. I got to keep my heart a-singing, and for that anything I'll dare. Oh, for that anything, anything I'll dare. Malandro, malandro, malandrino. Trufaldo, trufaldo, trufaldino. Malandro, malandro, malandrino. I was born with singing heart. Malandro, malandro, malandrino. Trufaldo, trufaldo, trufaldino. Malandro, malandro, malandrino. I was born with singing heart. Crack, crack, crack. Crack, crack, crack. Crack, crack, crack. And make up sex. Crack, crack, crack. Crack, crack, crack.
Was born with Thank you.
You just heard Advanced Sportswear doing Mirror Script Flipping Ghost. That was Dan Fox doing Moonlighting. In front of that was Skill 7, Stamina 12, doing a tune called The Horror. Or no, how did Marlon Brando say it?
The Horror.
The Horror. You know, I read somewhere where that was all improvised. They didn't know how to end the movie.
Really?
It choked out of their brains and shit. And so somebody handed him the bowl of water, and he just, yeah, he cuts my head open.
Wait, what was that from?
A Butler, yeah.
They know he's got to kill him, right? But they don't really know how.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh my God.
Ahead of that brand new Dirty Beaches album, I Don't Know How to Find My Way Back to You. Something brand new from Gogo Bordello ahead of that, Maladrino. And started off with Calling You, Petra Hayden, Petra Goes Movie, from the movie Baghdad Cafe. Yeah, what about that one? Any insight?
Baghdad Cafe?
Or this song. Or this is the piano one, right?
Yeah. This was another one where since Bill played on the record, I was thinking I would really love piano. So I emailed Brad Meldow and I asked him, you know, I'm doing this record, what do you think about playing on it? I told him what the whole idea was, and I know that he chose that Baghdad Cafe.
Oh, he did?
He picked that one.
So there's no conscience?
No, there's no...
Oh, in England, how would you say it?
I heard it the other day.
Controversy.
Oh, controversy.
That's it. Bingo.
Yeah, no controversy there.
Okay.
And
man,
he,
I don't even know what that movie's about. Maybe something in Baghdad?
This woman who's traveling and she gets lost in her travels and she ends up staying at this hotel.
Is it during the war?
I don't really know.
Okay.
this is what you get if you ask me about the movie.
I do know about the song Calling You.
Yeah.
And in fact, not this song, but same title by the Bad Brains. And Pat's going to check that out because she was just listening to Eye Against Eye.
Yeah.
And she can't believe that HR did it from a phone in prison.
That's such...
Truth be told.
What a story.
Hey, we're at the end of the first hour of the May 29, 2013 edition of Watt for Peter Show. And Brother Matt with our guest, Patrick Hayden. Hold tight for hour two. May 29th, 2013. It's the second hour. Watt from Pedro Show.
Pa 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 p Bye.
Watt for Pedro show. Started off the second hour with something from the new Petrogos Movies album. One thing I noticed about the album, people, you can't see because you're only hearing, but sort of like what you did with Petra Sells Out and the Who album that you interpreted, you did photographs.
Yeah.
From the original. Well, with this album here, you dressed up as some of these characters.
Yeah.
And
I wish I could have done all of the movies.
Yeah. But what we started off with Superman theme, Petra doing, and I know it's a soundtrack to a movie and goes along with the scheme of the rest of the stuff, but Superman's special for you.
Yeah.
Side movie.
I remember watching that as a kid. The movie, I forgot how old I was.
Christopher Reeve, we're talking.
8, probably, and just being in awe of Christopher Reeve and just having this crush on him that just lasts forever. And not only that, but the music. I just was in love with the music, and it made me in love with the whole movie. And so at any scene that I heard the music, it just made everything a million times. It just made that movie for me, was the music and Christopher Reeve. And I just felt like I was a part of that movie. It just, you know, when you're watching a movie, you just fantasize about being in it. And,
yeah, yeah.
And I just got lost in the movie, and I got lost in his eyes.
Sure, with the glasses on or off?
Yeah, both.
Okay. Me and Brother Matt were talking about the TV one with George Reeves, which was the generation before, but maybe not as strong feelings, but kind of. They had a kind of a, maybe that music was there too.
Yeah, I think the George Reeves one was it was similar.
Oh, it's a plane.
Yeah, yeah.
I
wish I knew it.
Like tall buildings and single van.
Yeah.
And there's a new one coming out now, right?
Yeah, there's a new one. It looks really good.
You think so? Who's
yeah.
the actor?
I don't know his name, but it looks really good.
You know what?
Good.
I think he's a guy from England.
Oh, really?
Now, the real Superman, he was from the Midwest or something, Ohio?
Yeah.
I was reading about the comic book. They sold the whole thing for $135. It was two guys.
Yeah, do you know that it was based on a Jewish story?
Yeah, because Christians thought it was a Jesus thing.
Yeah.
But actually, they were Jewish. It was a Jewish neighborhood. It's the Exodus story.
Yeah, that my
it's
I just talked
story.
To my mom on the phone, and she told me about it.
Yeah.
Like,
even Buddha
crazy.
People say there's a connection. I think a lot of people can tap into the myth.
Yeah.
Whatever the scheme.
Yeah, because... Jor-El and Kal-El is
right.
Jewish for
El, God is God.
Yeah, it's yeah. the God of something. I don't know. I don't remember. But it makes
no,
sense.
No, our temple here in town is called Bethel, which means God's house.
Wow.
And Andy Boone played a bar mitzvah there, and they closed the sliding door glass doors on us, but they were not rude. They just
yeah.
So we were 15. Man, there was some good chow there. There was tables of chow. And they brought us in where the guys sing.
Yeah.
The other guys. It was the greatest
wow.
thing. One at a time, they stand up and
wow.
an experience for me. After that, we played Akira Ifukube's main theme for the original Godzilla movie, which had my ma's favorite actor ever, Raymond Burr.
Wow.
I could not believe it. When I told her that when he passed away, he gave the rest of all his stuff to his partner.
Yeah, wow.
My mom, Perry Mason, was like the man.
Yeah.
Sort of like
I know that music. Dun, dun, dun.
No, but first. No, but first.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah. And then what?
Then the swing part.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's first that tension kind of thing. Right?
Yeah, okay.
But what's the idea of the gods? And also we did a couple versions of the King Kong theme, Max Steiner's from the 30s and John Barry's from the
70s. Yeah, I wanted to do John Barry's.
Because you didn't do these guys.
No,
yeah.
No, I really wanted to, but I had so many songs, and I even had to eliminate some of them. I did one for, do you know The Conversation with Gene Hackman?
Yeah.
I did that one.
Yeah.
That's not on there.
That was
I did
intense. It's some cop who's
yeah,
listening.
Spying. And
right, Spying.
Really a good movie.
So this is the woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Yeah, yeah. Category. I got it. Maybe my new, my second movies record will be the woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda. Because that, definitely the conversation and that King Kong. And there's also, I did The Exorcist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You debunked on that at the Warner.
Really?
When it came out, the week it came out, yeah, we were very, it was scary.
Oh, God.
I never showed a young
it's
woman
really
cuss like that.
It's really scary. I mean, that's just, it's just so going scary to watch that girl's head turn, and she's like,
Karis, we got your mother down here. Okay, look, one that did make the record was the Psycho Maine title.
Yeah.
That's what you call it, Psycho Maine title.
And I just watched. I actually watched it before you picked me up. I recorded it and I was watching it. And
so no matter what, it was going to make it.
Yeah, I definitely wanted that. It actually, I was thinking between Psycho and Vertigo, because Vertigo's
that's
like
a good one too.
I wanted to do that, and then I just thought Psycho makes more sense. It's easier, you know. It just seemed easier to do, and like more people would like it.
Oh, you did it so people would like it. Let's listen.
Thank you.
trying to be the fastest. I'm trying to be the best. And watch everyone's style. And try to take something from everybody. And incorporate it into my style. And if I can do that, nobody can do that. I don't care what size you are. God damn, the African toy. Question.
darkness has descended on the city. The cold grip of fear has the people by the throats. Cascading sheets of horror rain down upon the citizens as they hurry to the warmth of their homes. But even there, terror looms ever present. Electronic waves seep through the cracks and wreak havoc upon the central nervous system. So peaceful sleep becomes fitful sleep. Dreams become frantic nightmares. The morning sun rays cannot make their warming ways to the people, for they are blocked by the ever-present hand of doom. The car can no longer drive, for the fuel has run out. The trains no longer run because mechanisms are jammed, and the planes simply fall from the sky. Culture has run its course in these synthesized cities of atomic energy. Artificial community in slow rapidity. Is there a glimmer of light that one can see through the smoke of darkness of no validity? Synthesized cities of atomic energy. Artificial community in slow rapidity. There are a glimmer of light that one can see through the smoke and darkness of no validity. Thank you.
Hey.
Okay, yeah, it started off a Psycho main title, Petra Hayden. Or you could say the theme from Psycho. Maybe. And then Sex and Money from Iggy and the Stooges, a brand new album. And it's Petra Hayden.
Where's that?
It's on the vocals there, right?
Yep.
Do you remember doing that? Did you come up with them parts? Did James Williamson come up with them parts?
Oh, I did. There was this, ooh. Yeah, he said, do like a acapella thing, what you do. Do what you do and just improvise. And I wasn't, to be honest, I wanted to try other things too, and they just went with that one. I was ready to try other, you know.
Are you doing the hand claps?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't remember. I don't know.
Well, I know when we do that song, that gigs, and it got Brother Steve McKay to do it on your parts on the sax.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, you'll see. We got to get you to Long Beach. And it's the kind of gig you should be at anyway, because it's a tattoo festival.
Yeah, get my tattoo.
Inked up pet. No. I was just interested because I wasn't there when that went down. Was that when that one was recorded in the Val?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. After that was the African Toy, Alex Lambert and Travis Dickerson, Symmetric Children, followed that by the Eternals, and finally, then came the Last Days of May. Of course,
here we are.
It's the Last Days of May. But this isn't the Blue Oyster Cult. This is their incarnation before that, when they were known as the Stock Force Group. Yeah, not the Southlight. This is before that, even, Brother Matt. And I found out it was recorded at a place called Connery's Bar, which is, if you're really into Blue Oyster Cult, there's a song called Before the Kiss of Red Cap, and they say Connery's Bar. So I heard that as a teenager and didn't know what the fuck it was. And now I hear it. Yeah. I'm a slow learner. So you just improvise that stuff. He said, just go for it. What you were hearing in the headphones.
Oh, but they specifically wanted, I want it!
So,
yeah, that was fun. I love doing that.
I think at the near the end, he goes, I want cherry wine.
Yes.
Or something like that. Right now, though, man, we got a righteous thing to bring you people. It's Brother Matt's Spin Cycle with Pat collaborating on the violin alongside him.
Break fluids, which crippled up to get retorted nickel punks. Slowly go with
smokes, father, black suit, white collar, kitty corn dungeon guns, and three fingers for your daughter. Squat belly up, antique Nazi paraphernalia. Cannot pay your bills with holy water and Hail Mary love. Shut the fucker, enjoy the Alcatraz shower fun. And mommy's Adam Cliche, Generation X agnostic front. It ain't the nifty case in 1958 before the new testament approved altar boy fisting rape. And take me to you later, long as they don't manipulate Tom's demeanor. Call me crazy, but I bet that wasn't God's demeanor. Sodomator peeking, the Long Island was Jesus every weekend. Spoon fed to appease traditional upbringing of a middle Pennsylvania shithole where elders move and stress a stellar therapeutic Bible cycle. One church with a bacon tackle store next door and not much more. Should have moved to New York and babies raised on what they saw. Christmas morning smells fresher than angel pussy, but immaculate conception came second to playful goodies. Like laser tag with way more spirits, more than blood and body, wafer bags and manger staff. Among us, Santa ate a cookie. Grandma was a saint, I leave paint with snakes and beliefs. And if only you'd memorize your prayers like you did your cool G's. By the time I was old enough to know what religion was, I was Catholicism numb and truly didn't give a fuck. 94, moved out the crib and ain't seen a sequel since. What Knievel evil seats in the Christian leader's pits. The priest slap with parental advisory warnings. I'll be auditioning gods in my office on Monday morning. Slip down the hatch, you're back up to the kill switch. I need a couple A's for cues. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused.
This story reminds us of the one Jesus told about people who were kind and helpful to others. That one day the king would say to these people, come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. For when I was hungry, you gave me food. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. But the people asked, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or sick, or in prison, and come to you? And the king answered, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me.
Yeah.
Just a little bruise in the back of the pew, back in the muse, get a mask on the Vatican blue. In the eyes of the organization, I was raised in a just another sinning freaking hell basement. Racist for what? Drugs and fucking is part of growing up. Like cups of a dumb shit's better than the tools. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Just a misuse. I'm back in the pew, once in a thousand flavors of the same God views. I figure ultimately through the common theme. So it's a no-brainer piece when the blood is a strain. Gotta make the groove with sensibility born. Good neighbor, no one halo when it's been overhorn. The more science to things, the more harmer than bread and booze. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Not an asshole, I'm just a little confused.
You know what, to be completely honest,
must be making out my reach.
music that beats.
Violin like three different times.
No, no. Great, thank you so much,
Thank you. Thank
what was your inspiration?
Just trying to make it work.
Yeah. Fred, how'd you feel?
It was good. It was all right, yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
It was good.
You throw it up in the air. Throw it up into the air. Pull the strings. It's second hour, May 29th, 2013. The Shawap Pedro Show and Brother Matt, our guest, Dr. Hayden, hold tight for hour three.
Yeah.
May 29th, 2013, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Oh, decide what department store you might care to loot. Hey.
She turned 65, seemed barely alive when she called me one day on the phone. The microbes are gaining, I cannot stop feigning indifference to the pain. I took a new lover, but cannot recover. These awful diseases have taken me over. I can't get undressed. My wrists barely move. My fear is so up in my head. It's so hard. It's so hard. It's so hard. When your lover dies, it's so hard. The boy, he was 30 and seemed in a hurry as he revved up the engine at 9. Come on, Marianne, come on, Marianne, you can't say an excuse that will make me let loose of your pink little hand, because you make me feel such a man. You know what she'd have to say. Your uncle was kind, he'd want me to find someone new. Did I tell you I took my first ride on a young friend of mine's motorcycle? Don't know what possessed me. I can't bend my knees now, I'm sore everywhere. And I couldn't stop thinking of the pulverization of my feet on the asphalt, teetering off of this cliff down the mountain. The air that I needed was torn from my mouth by wind, and I gaped like a fish. I was dying, and then we arrived at the top.
Been along on some road on the highway.
from Pedro Show. Started off the third hour with Tetrahaden doing Cool Hand Luke main title. I guess it's just the same as the theme, huh? Cool Hand Luke, intense movie. There was a whole bunch of them prison films in the 60s. And with the eggs.
Yeah.
That's a shot you took.
Yeah.
Both of you guys are on your leashes.
I was trying to look for the failure to communicate.
Yeah, what's his name? The warden, anybody out there, if you know.
Call in.
Yeah. End up on a shitter or something like that.
I got busted.
I know where it is. I know where it is. Shit, I saw somebody on a train with the conked out, but the still holding on to the leash. And we heard No Mercy after that with Revolutionary Spy. The Paranoid Critical Revolution with you know about No Mercy? No Mercy with an H. No, like the...
Oh, yeah.
They were from the late 70s in San Francisco. So it was just a singer and a drummer.
Oh.
Lady named Esmeralda. Drummer, I think her name was Tony.
George Kennedy.
They were great. No. George Kennedy, he used to give talks here at the hospital as a pot and pan boy for drinking. Anyway, there's an egg-eating contest. He gets them down, too, if I remember right. I didn't fuck that up. Then we heard Return of the Ra, Predrag Dolibasic. She Turned 65 by Marshweed. That's got Heather Locke, who played the viola.
Oh, okay.
Viola, fourth down from the violin, now I realize. Violin's like mandolin. This baby's a little down there. You've never played one.
A viola? Yeah, I have. And I would
it's
like...
It's in fifths. It's in the steps of the same.
Yeah.
Can You Give Me a Thrill? A demo from Death. You remember Death? They're a Detroit band. Bad guys. Okay. Late 60s. Pretty tough band. As Long As I Forget by Octagrape. That's O. I saw last week. Terramelos I saw last week. God, they were good. Sackdown band. Incredible. Also on Bagma's Super Rainbow. I saw two gigs.
Wow.
I didn't play. Yeah.
Oh, my God. How do you like going out
playing? I hardly ever do.
I hardly see bands play. I don't do that.
I only go to the gigs I play at. Does that suck ass? But then finally started listening to voices. This Cinema Paradiso. I picked this one last because kind of sad. Trumpet man from the Balkans, I think Croatian guy, who played with the Koho in Disciplina Kishma. He just 50 years old.
Oh man!
Died out of the blue.
Oh.
And Koho just told me he did a gig with him 5 days ago.
Oh man! I
can't believe this shit. So very sad. So these next tunes are for him. At the same time, I got a book in the mail where I gave an interview. It's called Left of the Dial.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of cats in there from the old days. And the guy before me is Gary Floyd, the Dick singer. And I'm reading in there, and he talks about this guy named Matt Margolin dying in his sleep. And I stopped hearing from Matt about 3 years ago. He was in this band Smoking Rhythm Prawns. I played with him years ago, shared bills with him. And that's how I found out
he
passed away. So a guy who was in his band made a tribute song, the last two we're going to hear today. So some kind of heavy stuff. But Paradiso in Italiano is heaven.
Yeah.
Because he would go to the movies.
And be in heaven.
Right.
Yeah, so I related to that.
So you related to that when you were doing it. That's why you picked it?
Yeah, the music, though, for sure.
Well, let's listen to it. Dum 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 d
festival was много интересно.
you're drifting away. I can see it in your eyes, there's something wrong. Frozen in time, and you don't have long. Nobody hurt you, doesn't mean you weren't abused. You can't blame the flame on the fuse. Don't let me go. You're drifting away. All above, none below. The buck stops, and you're all alone. You got the world on your shoulders, but nothing to show. Don't let me go. Slipping away. Fading to gray. No matter what you say, I won't let you go.
Chunk of music. after doing Cinema Paradiso. Then we heard three Disciplina the Kichma songs with Zirkman on the trumpet. Zvi Zav Nom. Then soundtrack number 4, bass and trumpet. Corey, an incredible bass man. I got to meet the cat in Belgrade. Guy. And Glass Nestami. Sorry for lame-ass pronunciation. Finally, Bumper Met by Zirkman Big Band, his own band. I just done a gig with him 5 days before he told me this morning in an email. And finally, Andy Leona doing Fade to Gray for Matt Margolin. And Matt, I wish I had some smoking rhythm prawns to play for you. Maybe I'll try to find some. I just found out about this. So trippy to read that in the book.
Yeah.
That's why Ig plays gigs the way he does. You know, he told me, you never know when your last gig is. Maybe that's a good philosophy. Mm-hmm. You just never go halfway. And I'm so glad you got to be on the show with us.
Yeah, very cool to have you back again.
9 years. Well, that will not happen again. But you've been with us because we've been playing your music all the time. But to have you in person with your spirit.
Oh, great.
You know, that means a lot. What's your plan next?
I'm doing a record with my sisters.
The triplets.
The Hayden Triplets record, that's going to come out, I believe, August 20th. It's going to come out on Third Man Records. And
Cooter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Righteous.
Yeah. And we are going to be playing and not doing long tours or anything, but
gigs.
Some gigs here and there, and I'm really excited about it.
You gotta get a copy so we can play on the show.
Yeah, definitely. That would be really fun.
So you gonna do Lubin Brothers with the movies?
No, Carter Family stuff. Lubin Brothers. Right?
Oh yeah, it's all old country songs.
Kind of like what her pop grew up doing.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I did end up doing some gigs with the choir. I had a choir that we sang the movie songs.
There were some movie gigs.
Yeah, a few.
Here in SoCal.
Yeah. Those are fun. So we'll see what happens next with that. I'm not sure.
Look, when the record comes out, maybe you want to come with your sisters?
Yeah, that would be really fun.
Okay. Like the September,
cool.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
Come over to the Love Grotto.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You see it there in the glow in the dark. You see it?
Oh, yeah.
Right on the bulkhead, overhead.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay,
I thought you were talking about that green thing.
That's the outfit. That's me.
Isn't that green?
You got a yellow watch here. I want to thank you so much for coming aboard, Brother Matt. Thanks you for your situation.
Thanks.
I go to Houston to do Stooges gig, and with a representative from Corwin Industries.
Cool. You know,
interesting. And next week we'll be back Wednesday.
Let me see. Next week's graduation is going to be a crazy week, so I'll have to get back on.
Get back, because Sergeant House Boss wants to come over with all the music.
Oh, cool.
So if you can.
Cool.
And also next week, we got to talk about the Neighborhood Council thing.
Oh, yeah, right.
We'll get into that.
Yeah, and the Lighthouse Tour.
The Lighthouse Tour, too. You'll have that experience, really. Again, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is a lot of fun.
It's been the May 29, 2013 edition of the Lot for Pedro Show, people. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.